Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Zook.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Zook.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Zook on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, that's right. It's Isaac and Zook.
It's a
show called Primetime.
For one more day. Not even that, for three more hours.
One more day.
Two and a half, maybe.
Mm.
Can't wait.
Mm.
Tomorrow I'm going to sleep in till,
7.
8:15. I cannot sleep in. It just is the worst.
My wife and I were talking about this the other day. What do you describe as sleeping in? Because
anything past 9 to me is magical.
Well, but doesn't it matter when you normally get up? Like if you're a person who gets up at 5, mm-hmm. Sleeping in might be 7.
Yeah.
If you're a person that gets up at 8, sleeping in is certainly not 7. It would be 9 or 10. You know what I mean? Like
I usually wake up.
And as you get older,
you
continue to get up earlier and earlier. At least I do.
Yeah. So I naturally wake up around 6 to 6:30. So if I wake up and it's honestly anything after 8.
So you're saying sleeping in is after the initial wake up, not having to get up and go do something.
Well, either that or just me waking. Like I'll wake up and I'll look over at the, you grab your phone and flip it over. And I love when I see that it's like 8:15. I'm like, God, yes. Because normally I flip it over and I'm like, really? 5, whatever. Or 6.
You don't have that old alarm clock where you hit the little.
No.
Just
use the phone. And then, of course, I battle the gall darn insomnia. Right
so
now,
fancy.
Right now, I'm working on 0, my man. Last night, I
zero
gave... 0 hours.
I gave 0 Fs given.
I gave up last night around 4... Let's go 4:55. I punted on the evening and got up and started the day.
Sleeping in for me would be 8.
Yeah.
I mean, if I slept past 8, it would be a miracle.
Yeah, you take
I'm
that.
Up early.
Yeah.
Up early, baby.
That was the good when I had
an old man.
When I had strep throat, before I knew I had strep, I thought I was just sick. I took like half a bottle of NyQuil and I slept till like 10:30. Oh, it's wonderful.
And this guy's right. Let's be honest. As you get older, you go to bed earlier and earlier. So true.
Yeah. See,
I mean, I can fall asleep before 9.
Yeah, I hate you.
And I hate doing that.
I wish.
I'd like to just stay up till 10. Till 10. But sometimes 8:45, I'm like,
not enough. Be the peak time?
I'm going up, babe.
If you could control it, that you could stay awake till. What would you prefer? Like 11:30?
Well, I am a big believer that the main reason I'm going to live a long time, barring an accident.
A tater tot?
Yeah, we're like, you can't control that kind of. I could get hit by a bus. I don't know. I'm saying like just in general, if I can avoid major accidents. It'd be some sort of cancer. Can't really control that. I'm going to live a long time.
He's stalling because he doesn't know the answer to this question.
No, I'm saying I'm going to live a long time
down the road
because I get my 8 hours every, like I do not chintz on my sleep.
You get 8 hours?
Generally. I mean, if I don't, I'm cranky and I feel it and I don't like it.
Huh. I get 7 to 8 every night.
But I definitely try to get that and drink a lot of water. And therefore, I think I'm going to live to be 150.
I'm going to die.
For those reasons.
Please answer the question.
What was the question?
What time would you like to stay up to if you could control it and wanted to stay up to that time?
Well, I need, why I said that was I need to get my 8. So I would say probably 11 to 7, maybe 10:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
Would be ideal for me. Let's go 10:30, 6:30.
Okay.
Because after 11.
You'll finish all the 7 p.m. sports games you want to watch and then go to sleep.
Sports are over. I don't watch the late night shows anymore.
Yeah.
So I got to watch my news. got to watch the weather.
Wow.
You are so old.
Yeah. I watch my CNN or my Fox News. I've been watching a lot of Fox News.
See, have you watched the early news now because you got to go to sleep at 9.
I can picture you on the, the Ingram angle? Yeah, you and her would get along great.
You ever watch Tucker Carlson?
No.
You ever seen that guy?
No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, it's good times. All right, hey, cue the music there, Maestro. This is our final Rue.
Yeah, this is it. Take a spin around.
Spin around what?
The world of college football.
Yeah, this is it. The season's over, guys.
Well, not really.
Well, no, it is.
Well, you got bowl season.
Right, but that's another season. That's postseason.
It's a separate.
Yeah.
So we
got to wait.
The regular season. Yeah, bowl season.
I hate this weekend in college football. By the way, if you looked at the NFL slate this weekend, it's not very good.
I'm looking to see, do we have anything in college football this week?
It's the same every year. You have Army-Navy,
Army, yeah.
And then you have Heisman.
Yeah.
And that is so dissatisfying. Even though I love Army-Navy, that's a great game, but it's just a dissatisfying college football weekend. I feel like it would be unfair, but they should do it anyway and just throw a couple of really good bowl games this weekend.
Throw them out there.
Just make teams turn around and play it this weekend.
Because the
get on with it.
The first bowl game that we're going to get is
it's
actually
like the 20th.
Yeah, the 20th. And that, if this wets your whistle, now try not to have your sports pants runneth over here.
SMU.
Buffalo.
Oh.
The Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't care.
In the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl.
Oh, the Bahamas game.
That's the first game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Clearly, I was listening.
Yeah.
Mike, focus.
And then that same day, there's actually two games, but that's the first one. And then we get Utah State, Kent State.
The Gare Bear's in a bowl?
The Gare Bear's in a bowl. He is in the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl.
Who are they playing? Kent?
In Frisco, Texas.
Yeah. They're playing Kent State in Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas.
Now, that's a game that no one should watch.
Yeah, I'm looking through here. So, look at the 21st. Alcorn State, North Carolina, AT&T. AT&T?
What?
They sponsored.
Really?
North Carolina A&T.
Those are both FCS teams, by the way.
New Mexico Bowl, Central Michigan, San Diego State. Come on, man. Liberty, Georgia Southern.
Hey, Hugh Freeze is getting a new contract from Liberty.
SMU, Florida Atlantic. Florida International, Arkansas State. There's Boise State, Washington. That'll be on the 21st.
There you go.
There you go.
That's going to be at Sam.
That's a good game.
Sam Boyd in Nevada. That'll be.
Am I wrong that they play in a bowl game against one another every year if Washington isn't good?
I feel like this game has happened before. And here's the thing. I know when you are a good program, Oregon, when you're a good program like Oregon or Washington, and you end up playing in a bowl game, BYU or Boise State, you're going to get your ass kicked because you don't care, and they do.
They do care. You're right. You're so right. Yeah. The spread on that is like 3, 3.5.
I'm taking Boise State.
Are you?
Yeah.
Just based on the fact
that. Just based on that.
But it's Chris Peterson's last game for his team.
That's true.
Against his old team.
That's true. Against his old team.
Storylines.
Storylines.
And I don't. I'm still.
Bill.
I'm still taking Boise State. And I'm probably. Is Boise, you said, favored by 3?
No, Washington's favored.
Yeah, gobble me the points. I'm laying a sawbuck down on my Boise State Broncos. Half a bowl games or who wants to be there? Plus, it's in Vegas, so Washington's going to be hungover.
Deal text in. Buffalo versus Charlotte sounds like an unlicensed NFL football game.
Yeah, it does.
So they only played Boise State once. They played him in the Las Vegas Bowl in 2012.
Who got him?
Looks like Boise State won 28-26.
There you go.
I think I remember that game.
I feel like I remember that one, too, for some reason.
Why do I think that they play every year? They just don't. Like
it's
at all.
Because Boise State plays in the Las Vegas Bowl every year.
Yeah, and
they play a Pac-12 team. It was like the third best Pac-12 team or fourth best.
And Boise wins.
I'm with you on that whole idea that because Washington has looked like they've mailed it in for the last 4 weeks.
They don't care. Minus the Apple Cup. Did you see the effort they put out against Colorado? And Boise State's pretty good. I've seen the Broncos play a couple times this year, and I don't understand why someone doesn't go get. I think Harsin's a good coach.
Appalachia State, UAB.
Supposedly they're good, and I haven't watched.
But now they're not going to have their coach.
UAB? I thought they got rid of their program.
App State.
No, App State. I have not watched them play 1 second of football. But
Eli Drinkwitz.
But people love him.
He gone.
Yeah, he gone.
He went to Missouri. Yeah, UAB, didn't they get rid of their program a couple years ago?
They flushed it, and actually they've done a really nice job because it went away for a year and they brought it back, and they've actually been pretty good.
23rd, Central Florida and Marshall. Hawaii, BYU in the Hawaii Bowl. 26. You got to wait till after. Well, not even that. That's Louisiana Tech, Miami.
Miami made a bowl game?
Yeah. You know who else made a bowl? Can I tell you that I looked through the bowl schedule today?
Yeah.
And I saw a team and I went, oh my God, they're in a bowl. Do you know who it was?
Cal.
No, I think Cal's a good team.
Yeah.
Cal's a quintessential bowl team.
Who you looked at? 7-5. Like, they're in a bowl game?
Tough to beat. Same every game. Yeah, this team, I saw them play a couple times. One, well, I'll give you a hint. Kansas beat them.
Oh, Boston College.
Boston College is in an effing bowl. I watched them against Notre Dame, and they got their ass kicked.
They got their ass kicked by Kansas.
Yeah,
they're in a bowl game.
Although that, to be honest, if we're going to nitpick who's in a bowl game, Miami lost to Florida International.
Did they?
Both are in bowls.
They lost to Florida International's in a bowl game?
I just said that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They lost, and like the people of Miami were ready to riot. Like the Diaz, their head coach, had to come out. It's Manny Diaz, right? He had to come out and like apologize to the city of Miami. He's like, I don't know what to tell you. Like if you're Miami, you don't lose to Florida International.
So it's the 10th right now.
Yeah.
We have to wait till the 27th to get anything really meaningful.
Yeah, just gamble on some stuff.
Michigan State, Wake Forest, tickle ya.
No.
Oklahoma State, Texas A&M.
I might watch some of that.
USC, Iowa.
That's in the, what is that? The
what?
Holiday Bowl?
USC, yes.
Yeah. USC, Iowa.
I'll watch that.
And then you have Air Force, Washington State in the Cheez-It Bowl.
And I will probably watch that,
some
too.
Some points will be scored in that one.
I'm going to take both. I will watch both of those games.
Washington State's going to beat them, right?
I don't know. I like service academies. And again, service academies are going to take this very, very, very seriously. And they're 10-2.
Who? Air Force?
Air Force.
Yeah, I feel like they're good every year. Triple option, they still run the...
Yeah, I still think they run the rock. Yeah, they lost to Boise and they lost to Navy.
So it's the
all running team versus the all passing team.
Yeah. Could you say that Air Force, it's similar to the Boise State Washington dynamic you were talking about?
Yeah, Air Force will care about this.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that.
I'm not touching that one.
I can't imagine that they.
Okay.
Will. By the way, their quarterback, their starting quarterback.
Who?
Air Force's. His name is Darnold Hammond III.
Darnold?
So, yeah. Excuse me, Donald. Donald Hammond III. So it is not uncommon for Anthony Gordon to throw the ball 60 to 70 plus times in a football game. The entire year, Mr. Hammond there threw the ball 99 times. The Jeez. Entire year.
Did he complete two passes?
Yeah, 52.
All right.
That's it's
over 50%.
52%.
Florida State made a bowl too. Then we get Notre Dame, Iowa State. That's pretty good. This will be on the 28th. And then the semifinals are on the 28th.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of allergic to Notre Dame football at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey.
I hear you. So then it's Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, Oklahoma. And then it's bowl season. But it's 3 weeks, man. Can't they throw something good into the early?
Give us something. We need.
Well, now you've seen that they've added random meaningless bowls before the title game. Like on January 5th, there was two mid-conference 6-6 team bowl playing.
Yeah, they're always.
They have to wait till January 5th to play?
Yeah, because I think the title game is January 6th. It's a week, or actually it might even be 2 weeks.
No,
after.
I think it's later, isn't it?
Might even be later than that. But there are bowl games after the New Year's Day games that are just crap.
Yeah, you're right. Look at that. January 2nd, Boston College, Cincinnati. There's my BC. What are they again?
They're the Eagles, Rob.
Yeah, the Eagles.
By the way, I had
Indiana, Tennessee.
Indiana's actually kind of fun to watch. I saw Indiana play a couple times.
Okay.
And they can score. And I had to look this up.
What's the MAC game? That's like
Ohio, Nevada.
The MAC-tion. Yeah.
Southern Miss, Tulane.
Against Oregon State, Gordon threw it 70 times. And the kid from Air Force threw it 99 times all season. He threw 70 attempts. That was his high.
Am I wrong to think that that Air Force is going to carve up Washington State with that?
I feel like Air Force is just going to come out and, yes, they're going to run. Well, but here's the thing. Washington State's going to throw for 1,000 yards, and Air Force is going to run for 1,000 yards. First one to 52 wins.
All right. Well, anyway, there's your bowl rundown for you guys.
It's not very exciting this year.
Well, but here's the thing.
It never is.
It never, exactly. But this is my point. Gamble on it and shut up, because gambling's awesome.
I've got a few locks.
And two, who do you like?
Well, I've already laid down some weight. You know, you got to get in early on the lines.
Yeah, I laid the wood on Clemson like 2 months ago.
Oh, well, I didn't do 2 months ago, but I waited till I'm talking about in the bowl games.
Yeah.
I've got Clemson over Ohio State. I think I got them at -2, which I didn't get them early enough because they opened. Clemson opened as +1.
Yeah.
I took Wisconsin right off the bat. Sorry, Ducks. So I got them at a pick'em over Oregon. And then Penn State, I took Penn State over Memphis. That spread 7, and it's going to go up. And you know who else I took? Because I just have fallen in love with the way they play, and this is going to – you might punch me for this.
What do you got?
Baylor.
Really?
Yeah, I've watched Baylor the last handful of weeks, and I tell you what, man, that Matt Rhule is damn good.
He is, but he falls into the – and I get James Franklin's good at Penn State. I can never root for Penn State or Baylor. I can't. Yeah. Can't bring myself to do it.
Well, I root for money, so
– there you go.
Baylor's a 7-point and 7.5-point underdog to Georgia. And I think Georgia always bet against the SEC team that has a shot at the playoff and then doesn't make it and then goes to a lesser bowl game.
Sure.
Like Alabama and Georgia, I think, would be teams to fade because of that. Georgia, mostly because they're really banged up and they're often. Jake Fromm is terrible.
Yes.
Like he sucks.
I don't know what happened.
There. I don't either because
he was good as a freshman.
It's crazy. But I think Baylor. I'll take the points there. I think Baylor's really going to want to prove something in that game, and I don't know if Georgia's going to give a crap. Alabama, but anyway, those are my early. What do you have?
Alabama's favored by a touchdown
over Michigan.
Over Michigan,
I can't get a beat on Michigan.
I like Auburn over Minnesota. Yeah. I just think talent level wise, Auburn's land. You can get it at 6.5 to 7 at places.
Yeah.
So early on, I like that.
Okay.
Cincinnati, Boston College. That's only 7. Love Cincinnati in that. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and lay the 7. Clemson is my big play. Clemson's my big play to win the whole thing. And I got
in. You're not going to bet them on Ohio State?
Yeah, I'll bet them on Ohio State.
They're going to beat Ohio State.
Because I have a significant wager for them to win the whole thing. So I will gladly. But it won't be a monster bet, but I will lay some money down on them to beat Ohio State.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I got a hedge just a scooch.
Oh. Well, hedge would be. Betting Ohio State.
Yeah, bet Ohio State. Yeah, it's not.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Clemson's going to beat Ohio State. That's how I feel about it. It's going to be Clemson and LSU in the final.
Agreed.
So it's going to be Bill. All right. Did you see that Alabama has 12 interns on their staff?
Seems like a lot.
We'll get to that story coming up next. This is The Roo on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, P1 Scott is in, and he's so right about this. He texts and said, you know, there are times when the only reason he and his wife have not gone to bed before 10 p.m. is because they can't admit that they feel like going to bed before 10 p.m.
It's like a source of pride sort of thing.
Very real, although my wife and I fought through that. And
like 9 o'clock, time to go to bed.
It's no longer a thing.
Yeah.
If we feel it, we go up. Now, you can't just go to bed. You don't just...
Like, you just go... You're going to the physical bed, but you're not
hopping
going,
in there, you know.
There's maybe some reading. There's some TV.
That's
a
right.
Nighttime routine, if you will.
That's right.
Sure.
All right. Where were we? Barry.
I don't know. I think we were just...
I don't know.
We were going over bowl games. We pulled a Francesa there. We're like...
Hell yeah, man.
A lot of games.
Hell yeah. I could see him winning this game.
I could see him losing it.
So, I could see them winning this game. I could see him losing this game.
God, he's so good.
At least we didn't pretend to make predictions on teams we didn't know about and say that we did.
Is that what he does?
I would imagine if he was going through the bowl schedule, he'd be like, really like UAB in this game.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about UAB.
You have a lot of players there.
They have a lot of players there.
Did you know their logo was a dragon?
I did. They're the Blazers.
Yeah, and I hate that when you Google like Blazers schedule or something.
Yeah, and then you
get the UA. Get that crap out of here. We all know who the real Blazers are.
It happens to me like watching movies. Like Top Gun will be on. And I'm like, yeah, and there's an old Western from like the 40s that's Top Gun. That one gets me. Unforgiven is another one. I'm like the Clint Eastwood. Nope. Different Unforgiven, and when you get the remake of Point Break, it pisses me right off.
So Nick Saban has 12 interns on his staff at Alabama.
That seems like a lot. Seems like a lot of quality control coaches.
And combined, they're making $610,000.
So it's a paid internship.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Some of his interns include, do you remember Mike Stoops?
I do remember Mike Stoops.
He is an intern at Arizona, or I mean at Alabama.
At Alabama?
Former coach at Arizona.
Yes.
He makes $76,000 a year as an intern at Alabama.
Huh. Well, that's not, you know.
Butch Jones, former Tennessee head coach.
Now, I've seen him at Alabama. I assumed he was an actual
coach. He's an intern.
So they're
Major Applewhite as well. Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him.
Former Houston coach, Texas quarterback. Yeah, so do you know what's going on here?
Yeah, they're getting around the coaching thing. So you can only have so many assistant coaches.
Yeah.
And you could have a couple, what do you call them? Consultants? And you could have a limited number of those, but apparently you can have as many interns as you want.
Well, what he's done here is there's a story about this in the USA Today today. And what Saban has done is he's so good that a lot of these coaches want to go and see what he's got going on.
Sure.
And learn.
Well, and he resurrects careers.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's high profile.
Sure.
Most high profile internship in college football. But what he does is he hires the coaches who are getting big paychecks after being fired.
Because
they don't need money. So what they do is they just say, hey, Mike Stoops, you're going to be an intern. And it's technically has to be an intern. You pay him a little bit of, you know, a little bit of dough.
A little bit of cheddar some off-campus housing.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to him because he's still getting paid by Arizona. And Butch Jones is still getting paid by Tennessee. And Major Applewhite still getting paid by Houston. He has 12 of these.
You know what? It's actually a smart move. I mean, tip of the cap to him, and it's perfectly legal. I'm sure there'll be a loophole that they're going to close pretty soon.
Do you know how much money Butch Jones gets? Remember, he was the coach at Tennessee.
He was the coach at Tennessee. As a buyout?
Yeah. His monthly buyout installment. Monthly.
Monthly. I was going to say, I bet his buyout's $12 million, so I'll go monthly installments. I don't know. Give me like 150 Gs.
Misread it. Sorry.
Okay.
$8.3 million is his total buyout through February 28th, 2021. Okay. I thought it was saying $8 million a month.
No.
But $8.3 million total.
That would be a lot.
In installments through February of 2021. So you have next year, too.
Yeah.
So although Butch Jones is being rumored for the Colorado State job.
Yeah. Do you think Stoops is as big of an a-hole as an intern as he is when he's coaching?
Yes.
He might be the angriest man in college football.
I've kind of forgot about Mike Stoops. You know, Bob Stoops, we all know about.
Mike Stoops was at Oklahoma.
Yeah, he was. He was an assistant for years after getting fired by Arizona. Yeah. But then there was the other Stoops, who is a good coach at Kentucky.
And I think he's an offensive guy.
Well, I don't know, but he's the head coach at Kentucky, right?
Is that
That's Mark Stoops.
Mark Stoops.
Yeah, so Mike Stoops is now the... See, it used to be that Mark Stoops was the third bastard brother that no one cared about.
Yes.
He was Cooper Manning. But now, he's doing a pretty good job at Kentucky, and Mike Stoops is the bastard.
Yeah, when you kind of think about it, do you think he gives him crap like at Thanksgiving? It's like, hey, by the way...
Look now.
Suck
Mark.
It.
Yeah. Or I mean, Mike.
And I thought he was an offensive guy, but he was not. Stoopsy, Mark Stoops, who is their head coach, but he has a defensive background. I, for whatever reason, thought he was an OC before that, but he was not. He was the defensive coordinator at Florida State.
So Jim Leavitt is doing this too. He's an analyst at Florida State.
Not
They're
anymore,
giving,
though. He's gone.
Oh, they turf him too?
Yeah, they didn't renew the.
They were giving him $80,000 a year, but he gets paid. He's still getting paid from Oregon.
Yeah, yeah. He parted ways at the end of the year.
So the dude that runs this operation at Alabama said, if we didn't have the number of coaches who got fired with guaranteed money left in their contracts from their prior schools, we probably wouldn't have the number of analysts that we do. More coaches are making more guaranteed money than ever. When fired, Cordell says many are soon looking for new landing spots because of stipulations in their employment contracts known as the duty to mitigate damages.
Yeah, so basically, if you're getting like an $8 million buyout and you're getting $2 million a year, if you go take another job somewhere else, it cuts into what you're going to get.
So they don't want to do that. What they want to do is cash their checks, make the schools pay their full buyouts, and then they'll just go be analysts/interns under Nick Saban and
learn the ways
and, you know, get a job from there.
You got to start closing that loophole a little bit, right?
I just think other schools should do this more.
Well, and I think other schools do. I know a lot of schools have interns, maybe not to this extent. I'm just saying, like, if you're a school and you're writing in the language to your coach's contract, yeah, I would go ahead and Try to throw something in there for that.
So a couple of the key ones. Leavitt at Florida State. We mentioned all the guys at Alabama. At Texas, Andre Coleman was an analyst for $25,000 this year. He was the offensive coordinator at Kansas State before being let go.
Righteous Bucks.
Oklahoma, they have a former... I forgot about this guy. You remember Bob Diaco?
I do remember Bob Diaco.
Defensive coordinator at Nebraska. He got turfed, and Oklahoma put him on the payroll for $48,000 a year. He's still getting paid from Nebraska.
But I'm telling you, you're talking about the best bargains in college football.
No question. These are good coaches.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they can actually be on the field coaching, or if they're like the analysts where they're only allowed to sit in coaches' meetings. But either way, having that sort of influence and minds around your program, those are all good things.
All right, that's going to do it for the Roo on this beautiful December 10th.
My final Roo.
Yeah, we have to wait again until next year.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Tomorrow we'll go through every bowl game with a fine-tooth comb.
I can see him winning this game. I want you to break down that big Charlotte Buffalo game.
Tomorrow I'm going to rank the bowls 1 through 800.
You tried doing that
with no breaks.
Yeah, you were reading the college basketball holiday lineup.
God. Oh, I'm going to do that tomorrow too. I'm going to go back through and rank the college basketball Thanksgiving tournaments based on
you about broke my will that day. I'm not going to lie.
Why, man?
You did.
It's hot sports talk.
That one was breaking my spirit.
All right, coming up next, it's time for In the News. JC Babes, today we've got news on the Kaiser In and Out.
Oh, yeah.
We will talk whale watching. And, of course, now that volcano death has occurred in New Zealand,
we have to ask the question.
we must remind of potential volcano death in Oregon. And we'll get to those items when we return. But first, Mike with Sports Center.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I feel like JC Babes had an accident.
Yeah, that was not a short break.
He rushed out of here real fast.
There was an update involved. Yeah, there's something going on.
He might have had an oops poop.
Or it was just a regularly timed poop, but it's just taking a while. Yeah. Who knows?
Tell you what, that's one of the hardest things about radio. Is when you got to go, you got to go.
And you've got three and a half minutes.
Yeah, man. It's a strict schedule. Here he is. I get a wry smile out of him.
Oh, he's sitting down comfortably.
Okay, let me ask you this. What did it sound like? Did it sound like this? This? Maybe more like this.
None of those. What are you talking about?
Or this.
No, I said to go refill my water bottle. What are you talking about?
For 7 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hope everything went okay. But I get it, man. It's hard. It's hard.
Not really.
What we ought to have here. Yeah.
See what I did there?
I do. What we ought to have here is a wireless mic that when someone has to run out and, you know, take care of business.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
You grab the mic and you stay on the show.
Head right in
And
there.
We listen in.
Yeah. Live from the closet.
Play by play.
Yeah.
It is December 10th, 2019. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Today is Human Rights Day.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're new. Okay, whatever.
It is also... No, I'm kidding. Of course it's good. National Dewey Decimal System Day. Do you remember that?
Do you know the Dewey Decimal System? Yeah, I do. But I couldn't tell you one thing about it other than when you were a kid, that's why you looked up stuff in the library.
I couldn't either, man.
And then we developed this wonderful thing called a computer.
Dewey Decimal.
Yep.
Who was Dewey? Melville Dewey.
Sure.
He was a librarian.
I remember them. They wouldn't shut the hell up about it when you were a kid.
Well, the Kaiser In-N-Out Burger is set to open.
Are people freaking out?
They're probably already lined up. It will open on Thursday.
I'll bet you there is someone in line right now to be number one.
No way.
I'll bet you someone's there.
Come on, man.
No. You people line up for all kinds of dumb crap.
They're
to
already
be first.
There, like in their car? Just sitting there? Idle?
I would love to know. People will be showing up early.
Look, I don't think there's anybody already out there, but yes, people will be showing up early. So
if we got any Kaiser bros.
Yeah, if you're driving by I-5, it's right there off of I-5 by Kaiser, by the stadium. So if you see people sitting out of the In-N-Out as you're driving at that part of I-5 right now, if you're listening to us, I think we go all the way down there, don't we?
I think we get down there. I think you get down to Salem and get a little spotty.
Text 55305. I'd like to know.
Yeah, we didn't want to know if there's any...
You can be our man on the street, a roving reporter.
Any what have you.
Yeah, here's a guy who says he's close. Do you want me to check? Yes. I'd like you to... I want state of affairs from the In-N-Out Burger and Kaiser.
Yeah, give us
because I know they have fencing around it.
But is there people lurking?
Right, are they waiting?
Trying to keep people
now,
out?
Now, if they are not there, when do you think they will get there? So let's say they open at... I don't know. Do they... Well, I don't know what time they would open.
Well, I don't think they serve breakfast. Let's go 10, 10:30.
Okay.
Right?
And if maybe
that's
11.
The, and if that's the case, well, okay. If there's... Either way, they're opening somewhere between 10 and 11. By midnight, there will be a line of people.
I think earlier than that, though. Yeah, they say the exact timing of the opening has not been released. It's expected to be one of the biggest restaurant debuts the area has ever seen.
People are going to lose their ass. I just don't get it.
So I think they'll get there the night before. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they're out there now, but I think they'll get there tomorrow. Be tomorrow night.
8, 9 o'clock, people start rolling in there.
So the volcano eruption in New Zealand that we spoke of yesterday, which was fascinating and quite sad.
Yeah, I saw some of the footage, and it's, you're like, oh, Lord. But of course, then, you know, we're going to have to get the, how does it affect you?
Yes. Those were the headlines today on our local news. Volcano eruption renews fears in the Pacific Northwest. Does it?
I know I'm
Or are you trying to get it to?
I know I'm certainly terrified after seeing that headline.
The sudden eruption of a volcano in New Zealand has renewed fears in the Pacific Northwest, where we're surrounded by a number of volcanoes. There has not been a major eruption in our area since Mount St. Helens in 1980. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be peeing your pants a little.
Of course not.
That's what it says here.
Wet yourself in fear.
Officials with the Oregon Office of Emergency Management offered some tips on what to do should one of our local volcanoes erupt.
Really?
Run is the first thing.
We have you need tips on the volcano?
Well, it is kind of weird. It's like, okay, so Mount Hood's, I mean,
yeah,
it's a volcano.
Yeah, it's right there. Well, so St. Helens.
Volcano active.
Yeah.
So I guess what's the difference between that and the one in New Zealand where it's like...
Well, because the people were standing on the mountain.
Well, but people are up on Mount Hood, dude. I got news for you. People are up there. So it's like, what's the difference? In other words, at what point do you have to truly fear and stay away from an active volcano that hasn't blown in, however many years? Because the one in New Zealand... They were running tours out there, and they had still gotten warnings about how it was seismic.
There was still activity there. It's like Mount St. Helens, we knew it was going to erupt. We're like, hey, you know, by the way, this is happening. Might want to get off the mountain. I don't believe that you're going to be up on Mount Hood, and then all of a sudden it's going to be like, whoops. I think they're going to put a not a good sign here.
Do you think that those people from New Zealand are saying the same thing if they were alive?
Well, they did. They gave them a 2.
Yeah, but they still took them out there. Took them out there on tours.
Well, if someone gives the Mount Hood on a scale of 1 to 5, a 2 to 2.5, get your ass off the mountain.
Unbelievable.
Go that way really fast. If something gets in your way, turn.
Look which way the plume is going and go the opposite.
Well, I am an experienced volcano survivor. I survived the Mount Spur eruption in Anchorage.
You did?
Yeah, it was mainly just a lot of ash that got dumped on us.
Were you down here in 1980?
No.
No, you were like 2.
No, I was still in Alaska.
Yeah. Did you have to run from the carnage naked?
We stood on our porch and waited for the ash cloud to fall, and then somebody got in my eye, and that was my like grotesque injury, and then I went inside and washed it out. And then I will tell you though, you don't wipe off the ash off your car or anything. It scratches
it. Scratches it. Yeah.
I remember that was the big deal with the news. Like, wear glasses and wash your eyes out if it gets in there, and don't wipe it off your car.
I wasn't here in 1980, but it was pretty crazy, wasn't it? Mount St. Helens.
Oh yeah.
Some of the people telling the stories about
the different photos and But again, you know, if you're not on the mountain, for the most part you're going to be okay.
Yeah, understood. But what if you like to venture to the volcano?
Yeah.
At what point do you not venture to the volcano?
When the people of Mount St. Helens, when the Mount St. Helens bros tell you or told you
Red!
That, yeah, don't be up here. Remember, there's the famous story about the one dude in the cabin who was like doing the Lord of the Rings, I shall not move. They're like, dude, it's gonna blow. He's like, I lived here, I'll die here. And then, you know, he died. That's the one that fascinates me. He's like, I'm not moving from my home.
Harry Truman.
Yeah.
That was his name.
Like, who does that? I mean,
Harry Truman does
that. Yeah, your home's gonna be gone anyways. Why do you want to die with it? Rebuild, my man, rebuild.
Let's talk whale watching.
Let's.
It's gonna be a great winter whale watch season here in Oregon. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got to move on to the Hot 5 and 5 here shortly because the people need their sports news.
Yeah, the Volcano Bros are in saying that because ours have caps on them, you got to have seismic activity before they go kablooey.
Caps.
Yeah. Whereas the one in New Zealand is just an open crater, and then you can just get like a surprise. Like, gotcha.
Right, but why do they let... So they take tours in there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, well, could blow, but you'll probably be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. Well, anytime there's a safety briefing, like when you're on vacation, it's always a little unnerving, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that before where, like, I go out somewhere, look, like I'm in Costa Rica or someplace, and all of a sudden someone's like giving you, hey, just in case, you're like, ah, damn it.
Here are all the bad things that can happen to you.
You're like, I already paid for it. Shoot, I'm doing this. I told you, I hiked a volcano in Bali, and I had no idea anything about it, nothing. And then I found out, you know, a couple years later, it blew. So it was an active volcano, and I never once gave any thought to that.
All right. Well, be safe out there.
Yeah. Careful on the volcano.
Volcano bros. And then, yeah.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Everybody's texting in their memories from Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
I bet that was crazy.
And then someone asked what the threat level would have to be at for Bill Walton to not go to the volcano.
Right.
I love bridges.
I love volcanoes.
Winter Whale Watch Week is going to be rad.
Going to be off the chain.
Because the whales are coming. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you've ever been whale watching, but it's fantastic.
I have never been specifically whale watching.
Unless you don't see a lot of whales, yeah, it's really boring.
But I've been out many times and have seen whales, and it's spectacular, but I've never gone out like on a I meant to do this kind of vibe. I'm going to go see some whales.
There's something about seeing a whale. Just like, you know, seeing it.
As opposed to not seeing the whale?
Well, okay. Right. As opposed to like other animals. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just, you know, just the whales, you know? Yeah. They breach and then it's cool and then they...
We had one breach by us when we were in the
They're so big.
We were in the little dinghy and it made me really nervous because I felt like it was going to capsize us.
Well, grab your binoculars.
You got it.
Pull on your rain pants.
I don't have binoculars. I do have rain pants, though.
I have binoculars. And Okay. Side note.
Yeah, side hustle.
I found some binoculars when we were moving from our house. I was like, hey, binoculars. Binoculars come in handy way more than you think.
Yeah,
They're on my list of top 10 things that come in handy way more than you think.
When's the last time you used a pair of binoculars?
Just the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
No, I was spying on my neighbor.
Okay. Nudes?
I was looking in there. Right. No, I'm kidding. The duck game. We took him down to the duck game. So that was probably the last time we used him.
Before that, 9 years later, here's the thing.
No, I pull them out all the time.
Huh.
Mark. That's what she said.
I have or had a pair of binoculars at some point. I know I did. I don't know where they're at. I don't know what happened to them. I couldn't even begin to fathom a guess of where they're at. And
they're probably long gone by now.
And I'll tell you right now that I haven't missed them one damn bit.
Really?
No. But where are my binoculars?
Really? See, I do that all the time. I mean, maybe not all the time. But here's the thing. If you had them there...
Every single night, Rob's like, damn it.
God, I need to look at her again. If you had them there... Mm-hmm. See, now they're lost, so you don't care.
No.
But if they were there, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to go... Binoculars are the easiest thing to just totally dismiss.
Sure.
But if you do remember that they're there and you have them handy, you can use them a lot more than you think.
There's no hots that live in my neighborhood. That's all the olds, and so I don't need to spy on anybody. And I don't know. I guess if I went to like a football game, you sat in the nosebleeds. My dad had them growing up. Like when we would go camping, he always brought binoculars to look at wildlife fun and whatnot. But I can count the number of times I've used my binoculars on probably one hand.
This winter, migrating gray whales will once again pass along the Oregon coast, where visitors and volunteer whale spotters will gather together to celebrate the annual Winter Whale Watch Week.
The running of the whales.
The running of the whales. The five-day event is organized by the Oregon Parks and Rec Department. It will be December 27 to 31st. 20,000 gray whales are expected to pass the coast as they head south to their warmer breeding grounds, where they get out there and do it. They go to Baja and do it.
And watch them while you still can, because we're killing everything in the ocean. So
20,000, man. That's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, that's awesome.
It's a lot of freaking whales. Now, it's not the the gray whale, but if I'm not mistaken, and this is strictly based on like my...
I'm going to guess you are.
My Discovery Channel sort of acumen here. I believe the blue whale, largest animal in the history of the planet.
The blue whale is the largest animal.
Largest living thing living ever. Thing.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah.
Bigger than all the dinosaurs. Blue whale, biggest thing ever to cruise around the earth.
I'm gonna go with you on that.
I'm gonna look this up.
So declare it and then look it up.
Well, I think
that's what we do here.
I think this is one of those things that I've seen enough times on documentaries that I feel comfortable with it, but I'm gonna need to look it up.
Well,
aha! Blue whales are indeed the largest animal ever known to have lived on the earth.
That's awesome.
They are over 100 feet long and can weigh over 200 tons.
Bigger than Bigfoot?
Their tongues alone.
Gay. Gay Bigfoot?
Think of a large...
Bigger than the Loch Ness Monster?
Think of a large animal. When you think of a large living animal right now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Elephant.
The tongue weighs more than an elephant.
The tongue of the...
The tongue of the blue whale weighs as much and in some cases more than a large elephant.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Whoa. Cool fact.
Blue whale.
Cool fact, dude.
Yeah. Look at me knowing my blue whale. Now, I don't know a whole lot about the gray whale, though. So
the Parks Department will have trained staff volunteers at 24 designated whale-watching locations along the coast from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. each of those 5 days, 27th and 31st of December. And they will help you sight the whales. And maybe you can go out and, if you're really nice to them, you can go ride one.
Oh. Didn't they make a movie about that? Didn't someone ride Free Willy or something?
Free Willy died, right?
Yeah, I think that...
I mean, the whale.
Yeah,
that was
the actual whale. It was, like, all diseased.
So they'll pass again in late March when they go back north to bundle up for the winter. But... pretty cool.
Gray whale's okay. I'm looking at the size.
Satan's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's no blue whale. It's no sperm whale, but you know.
Whales are awesome.
It's a big whale.
And if you can go whale watching, it's cool. As Mike said, assuming you see whales.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
That but sucks. Generally, those whale watching tours, they'll find them.
They know where they're at.
They'll get out there.
Yeah.
All right, that's in the news. December 10th, Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.